Hey everybody, what's up? This is Anakin1814 for a Monday edition of my Audio Boo podcast. What I want to talk about today is this summer, the TV crew for the show, the ABC show, Home Makeover, or Extreme Home Makeover Home Edition, filmed in Neenah, Wisconsin. Neenah, Wisconsin is maybe 15 minutes from where I work, about half hour from where I live. So the idea, they find somebody who needs a home makeover. And in this case, they found somebody, a family of four or five, and they basically took the existing house, knocked it down, and built this castle in its place in the course of a week. The whole week it was going on, it became quite a local circus. I went out there one night, I believe, and shot some pictures, and I have some friends, actually, that live a block away from there, and they said I could park in their driveway, and it was like a circus, and they said it was a circus the entire time, but they just kind of went with it. So they did all this stuff, they had auctions, all this stuff for the community to help this family pay off their existing mortgage so they wouldn't go into debt like a lot of the people who get these new houses are doing. It was quite the event. I saw a lot of local people on Twitter going to it, and it was cool to see, but I felt a bit cynical because it was quite extravagant, the house they built. You know, at this two-story house that kind of looked like a small castle in this very old 1950s neighborhood by all these houses, you know, an eighth of the size. It stands out like a sore thumb. So, fast forward a few months, and the show aired last night on ABC. And, you know, God bless the power of editing. ABC sent the family to Disneyland, or Disney World, rather, in Orlando, Florida. And Disney is a huge ABC property. So they made sure to show many clips of Walt Disney World. Some of the special guest stars on this show to help with the build were the dancers from Dancing with the Stars, another hot ABC property. Now, I understand an hour TV show is actually only, you know, 41, 42 minutes at the most of airtime. But it was very disappointing the way it was edited. There was only one shot maybe in the background of the, you know, the group of people, the mob of the community actually watching on. And going there, you know, they had barricades and tents set up and people all over the place. And it was just a crowd scene for a week and a half. The way they told the people about it, they claim they always go to the farmer's market, and the husband of the family is a dance instructor, and suddenly there's a flash mob dancing to this guy's song at the farmer's market, and that's how they explain this to him, as they have a, you know, crane shot of the audience at the farmer's market. And it was just very much a letdown how, for as much reality that happened in that week and a half, and I mean, it was incredible how quickly this house was built, and the crew that was there, how much they focused on non-reality, on, you know, retakes, and focusing on the celebrities, you know, or the personalities of the show. For something that felt very watered down, I was hoping to get a good sense of the Neenah community, of the community of people watching, where it was quite something. It was something to be there and see all the local vendors, all the volunteers, and none of that came across. And it just became this really, in my mind, poorly edited reality show. And, you know, the amount of money that went into this thing to build this house, this ridiculous, extravagant house in a week, and all the local resources, I'm a little dumbfounded that kind of money goes into something like this so poorly edited and just felt so watered down. So kind of disappointed, but oh well, what do you expect? So that's all for now. Talk to you later. Bye.